I'm on a train waiting outside London Waterloo, waiting for a platform. All was going so well, and then it stopped. Oh, we're on the roof again now.
Good boy, wait there. Very eager. Come on then, let's go.
Right, so I just arrived at Waterloo and I'm going to go and find the peak subway to get down to the Jubilee line. I'm going to find Wright Vance in a moment. In a moment. As if he understands in a moment. Find Wright Vance. Wright Vance. Listen to me, please. Find Wright. Going to go right, Vance. I know this is odd, but we're going to keep going round. Good lad. I now find the steps for me. Good lad. Find the way. Assuming that the peak hour subway is still open. Is it still considered to be peak? Vance, get on. Where are the steps? Good boy. Well done. And forward. So, as usual, I'm off to meet Mark. You must think that I never meet anybody else. Steady, Vance. Good boy. Wait there. And forward. Good lad. And left. Go on then. We need to find right now, Vance. It's a bit of a maze, this place. Find right, Vance. Good lad, well done. Oh, no, we can't go. Go on then, Vance. Go on then, find right. These last set of stairs were blocked off. Forward, Vance. Now, which way should we actually go? That's a question. Forward, Vance. And find right. Let's go right. Steady, please. Find the gate. Ooh, we have a wide gate. Can I find the gate, Vance? Where's the gate? Wait there. Wait. Wait. Sorry. You go. Let's go, Vance. Find left. Come on. Good boy. I'm sure half the public think I'm telling them to wait. Find the way, Vance. Good boy. I fear that Mr. V wants a toilet. But there's nowhere down here that you can go. So we'll just have to keep going and hope. Find the way, Vance. Good lad. Find left. Good boy. We need to find the gate, Vance. There's a gate. There's a gate, Vance. Good boy. Where's the gate? No, Vance. Vance, for pity's sake, come on. Find the gate. Sorry, just looking for the wide gate.
The wide gate, hang on a minute, young man.
Sorry. Find the way, Vance. Thank you.
Are you alright taking him down the escalator?
I am, yes. He's escalator trained.
He's enthusiastic, I think.
Just a little bit, yeah. I fear he needs the loo, actually, but not much we can
just
do about
just
that.
Just make sure he's on the track.
I'll try. Thank you. Find right, Vance. Let's go. Steady, Vance. Steady.
Okay, Vance, you're going to find the escalator for me. Preferably the one going down. Wait, stand there. Stand, Vance, and wait. Good boy for waiting. So I've just got to give a bit of space first. Wait, Vance. Come. Good lad. Good boy for waiting. Good boy, well done. Wait. So this is always slightly embarrassing bit where I'm holding up half the world on the escalator. Nearly there now. Well, it seems to take forever when you can't walk on the escalator. Just waiting to reach the bottom. I think it's never going to come. Here we go, and come. Good lad, Vance. Well done. Good boy, well done. See how many people flood past us now. Yep, good number. In the way, Vance. Okay, let's find right then, Handy. Turn right. Come on, let's go. Good lad. So we're now heading for the Jubilee line. We can't go on the Travelator, but we walk pretty fast anyway, so. Turn right, Vance. Good lad, straight on. Good lad. So yeah, off to see Mark. I've been working at home today, but he suggested that I might come out and meet him for a drink at Canary Wharf, and since he's trekked halfway across London on many an occasion to come to see me in Richmond, it's the least I can do is to return the favour and trek a good distance across the other side. I'm running very slightly late, however I'm banking on Mark being late, because he generally is, so fingers crossed it won't be too much of an issue. And then I just need to find the right exit at Canary Wharf, which I am totally useless at doing. I have to say, Vance and I are, I think, keeping pace with people walking on the Travelator. Gives you an idea of the speed we walk at. Good lad, Vance, well done. Right, I need to go find some more escalators now. Find right, Tandy. Come on, find the way. And I think we want to be at the back of the train, so find right, Vance. No, Vance, no, please. Find right, find the escalator. Where's the escalator? Okay. Right, stand, wait. Good boy for waiting. Wait. Come. Good lad, well done. Okay. That wasn't quite 5 seconds, but I think we've got a reasonable gap in front of us. You can hear the people behind us talking something about guide dogs and treats or something. Everywhere we go, everyone's talking about guide dogs. Amazing. Right, here we go, hopefully. Yep, come. Good lad, well done. Good boy, well done. Okay, find right. Find right. Come on, Vance. Okay, so we just missed a train. No problem. Stand, Vance, stand. I think the doors normally line up with the lights. So let's see if that works. I could be entirely wrong, but I'm standing next to a light. It sounds like there's a train coming already. Remarkably frequent, these trains. Expecting this train to be rather packed. Right, Handy. Wait. Okay, let's go. Good boy. Turn around, Handy. Sit, please. Good boy. Sorry? I prefer not when he's working, if that's all right. He's
He's got to behave himself. They're charging along rather noisily beneath the Thames between wherever Canada water and Canary Wharf. Sorry, I think the noise is... I can't actually hear myself speaking, so I'm probably talking nonsense. Anyway, we're about to get to Canary Wharf, and then I've got to find our way out to the right exit and meet Mark. And hopefully find somewhere for Vance to spend. Anyway, we're slowing down, so hopefully we're here now. Let's wait, Vance. Not quite, obviously. Wait, the next station wait. Is
Canary Wharf. Change for the DLR.
Let's go. Steady, Vance. Find right. Yep. Stand there. Wait. Wait, Vance. Good lad. Wait. And come. Good boy. Wait there. Yeah, I know. You're going to have the treat, haven't you? Greedy thing. Right, fingers crossed we're actually coming up in the right place. Just wait, Vance. Definitely going towards the back of the train, which is... I want to be. Good boy for waiting, Vance. Vance is blocking the left-hand side of the escalator, which is normally the fast lane. Wait, Vance. Okay, come. Good lad, well done. Wait, Vance, just wait. Okay, let's find the gate, Vance. Where's the gate? Find the way. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Find the way, Vance, find the gate. Okay, just wait, just wait. Go, good lad. Right, Vance, steady now, come on. Don't be silly. Right, let's find one more escalator. Vance, no, no, not today. Thank you. Find the escalator. Where's the escalator, Vance? Steady. Steady, Vance. Find the escalator. And stand. Stand. Wait. Wait, Vance. Good boy for waiting. Sorry, just going to hold on a second. Good boy for waiting. And come. Good lad. Well done. Right. Nearly there. Let's hope this is the right exit now. We're about to discover. Just wait, Vance. It may be loving angels, but it's not very angelic singing, is it? Always forget how far you have to go up on these escalators here. Huge station. Here we go, and come, Vance. Good lad, well done. Well done. Good boy, now we just need to find Mark. Right, stand there. And sit, please. Unless you can see Mark. Right, try calling him. So here we are in the bright lights and bustle of Canary Wharf. Quite literally. Lights and buildings around and a reasonable number of people. Well, we have the usual fun of locating Mark. I also have a booth stream called Where's Mark or something. His phone's ringing, which suggests that he's on the surface somewhere, but he's not answering it. So, goodness knows. I suppose I'll just have to stand here for now and just pray that it's not an indication that he hasn't yet got on the tube. Because I think I would have frozen to death by the time he gets here if it is. Anyway, moan, moan, moan. I'm sure he'll be here soon. That was fun. I should have kept recording. I had two tourists come up to me who seemed not to speak a word of English, apart from the words Canary Wharf and Greenwich. And I was trying to... They wanted information. And sounded like a sort of Eastern European or Russian accent or something. Maybe I should have tried my German out on them. So I was trying to work out from them whether they wanted Greenwich as in Cutty Sark or Greenwich as in North Greenwich. Because obviously there's quite a difference from this point, and if they're going off to see a concert, then I've just sent them the wrong way, and I think Mark must be here. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Where have you been? You round the wrong side.
Yes. I'm going, shit, now where do I go, and how am I ever going to be able to
walk? It's impossible, isn't it? You know, it's a huge, long station, and you come up in the wrong place.
There's a huge ice rink in the way in Canada
Square. Excuse me, do you have to wind me up in a knot? Well, I've just been directing Eastern European tourists.
All right.
Who didn't speak any English apart from information, and Greenwich, Canary Wharf. And they tried to show me the map, which obviously didn't really work. And so I tried finding out, did they want Cutty Sark Greenwich, or did they want O2 Greenwich? But they didn't know, they just wanted Greenwich. So I sent them to the DLR. Sorry?
I'm sure it used to be an invasion place somewhere.
Oh, right. Do you think that's what they wanted? They didn't want either Greenwich or...
No, I if they couldn't see it, I wouldn't worry about it.
I'm just slightly worried that you know, that they were going for a concert at the O2 and I've just sent them to Greenwich, but...
Well, I mean, yeah, that's unfortunate, but
equally, it would have been equally unfortunate had they...
Better because at least I could have seen the map.
It would have been equally unfortunate had they been wanting to go for a restaurant in Greenwich and I'd sent them to the O2, so you can't really win.
That's also true. And you think O2 is not difficult, or something that kind of suggested big arena O2.
I did wonder if I should have tried my German, but.
Yeah, but again, I think if they were asking for O2, surely. They could have got across. They wanted, big stadium. Yeah.
They didn't even seem to have those words.
Right. Okay.
They genuinely had no. They said no English, right. And that was the only apart from Greenwich and Canary Wharf. Those were the only English words I recognised.
Well, just to be honest, like most of you, I have no English.
Yes, absolutely.
What do you think of the head talk you have?
Right. Anyway. We need to go, don't we? Presumably that way. Somehow around the other side of Canary Wharf. Around the other side of Canada Tower, I mean.
Yeah, depending on where you want to go.
Well, you were suggesting this wine bar, weren't you?
I was suggesting Denny. I mean, it's just a wine bar that happens to be in Canary Wharf. It's up to you, but...
I'm relaxed. You just say where we go, it's fine. I could do with a bit of food in the time, though. All right, well, that's fine. I'll manage with something. Let me just stop recording. All right, Mark and I have just been for a very nice meal at somewhere.
Americo Vespucci.
Americo Vespucci.
Go Vespucci.
Vigo Vespucci.
Yeah.
We had a very nice meal. What did you have, very briefly?
I really can't remember.
You can't remember. It was food, though.
I had some kind of pasta parcels in a basil and tomato sauce to start with,
yep.
Very nice. And then some gorgonzola and vodka sauce on my main, which is also lovely.
And then you had strawberries Italian style.
And strawberries Italian style, which is lemon juice and black pepper, which is actually a lot nicer than it sounds.
And I had a very nice... Well, I had a pâté to start, which was very nice. What was it? It was some kind of pasta.
Yeah, spinach pasta with crab meat and...
Not mussels. What are they called? Scallops.
Oh,
scallops, yeah. Which was gorgeous. And now we're standing outside and it's freezing cold. Mark is about to go towards Canary Wharf DLR.
Yeah.
I've heard no train... There goes the train. Okay. And I'm going to go to Canary Wharf.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
See you soon.
Good night.
Yeah.
See you soon.
Take care.
Bye, see you tomorrow.
Yeah, all right then.
I get
good night. Fun ride, fans. Fun ride. Find the way. Find the way. Sorry. Very sorry. Find the way, fans. Come on. Get on. Come on. Let's go. Good boy, Houndy. God, Vance is still knitting in the toilet. I've tried spending him in several places and he didn't like any of them. Good boy. So he's presumably just going to go at some point. Good boy, Houndy. So I'm just walking along a bit more of the dock side here at Canary Wharf, if I can speak. I'm going to go and find the tube, which is somewhere out ahead of us. Somewhere in the operative word here. Good boy, you're going to find a tube for me, Vance. There's a tube. I think we ought to try and spend you first though, Vance. Okay, Vance. Okay, tube's over there. Find left, Vance. Let's find left. Let's go over here and see if we can spend. Straight on. What's that path, Vance? I'm going to find that path again that we were using earlier. Yeah, no, that's right for the tube. We want to go left, Vance. I'm trying to spend you. You do want the toilet, don't you? Alright, come on, let's just try here then. Busy boy, please. Busy. Yeah, I think we're going to get something this time. Good boy, well done, Houndy. It's not an ideal position, but I'd rather here than in the tube. Okay, just stand, Vance, please. Stand there. Splendid. If I can actually tie the bag now, it'd be alright. Right, okay. Okay, Vance, should we go then? Let's go and find the way then. Good boy. Good boy. We need to find an escalator. Find left. Preferably a down one. No, that. People coming off that one. Right, okay. Stand there, stand around, and wait. Just wait. Good boy for waiting. Just wait. And come. Good lad, well done. I don't know what busking going on here. For those who don't know, Canary Wharf Station is literally built into the dock, so it's an absolutely vast space. And you effectively see it, you know, as you come down. The ceiling is at the height of the walkway above, long way above the concourse. And it's just this huge, huge space. Come, Vance, come. Good lad, well done. I wasn't on the ball there. Good boy. I don't know what that said. Right, let's go and find the gate, Vance. Vance is still rather eager. There's a gate, Vance. There's a gate. Is it over here? Are you sure? We'll find out in a moment. Oh, it is. Well done, Houndy. Clever boy. Right, let's go and find the escalator. Where's the escalator, Vance? Found the escalator. Very good boy, very good boy. Okay, stand, wait. Good boy for waiting. Just wait. Good boy. Come.
Good boy, well done, yes. You're doing very well at these escalators now. Expert. Has a treat at the ready. And I've now got it down so he only gets a treat at the end of each escalator. And he's doing extremely well.
Sounds like there might be a train coming, maybe.
No, maybe not. Okay, and come. Good lad. Well done, Houndy. Good boy. Well done. Okay, fine, right. Now we'll just sort of hang around here. Yeah, Houndy. You take your gentle leader off you. Good boy, Houndy. Now, I would use the same trick that I used at Waterloo for finding the door here, except there are lights all the way along. So I haven't got a clue which door opens. Again, for those who don't really know the Jubilee line, don't travel in London, the Jubilee line has, on its extension at least, has doors on the edges of all the platforms, which were put in originally actually just for airflow, but they... also obviously have a safety aspect to them as well. I think I may have actually found where the door is. There's an indent here. Let's see if a train comes now. Lance, would you sit for me? I can hear a little bit of a rumble. Maybe there's a train coming. They had a very nice bottle of Malbec between Mark and I at that last place, which had a rather slightly off-putting description in that, meant to be very full-bodied and extremely complex and everything, and actually it was just a really nice Malbec, quite sort of honey-ish and fruity and, at least medium-bodied, but I don't think full-bodied, but it was really nice. Staff were really good at that restaurant. It was a really nice evening all round, really. And here we have a train. Good boy, Vance. You ready? Upstand. Yes, from the train.
This station is Canary
Wharf. Good lad. Turn around. Turn around. Good boy, and sit for me. Good lad. Forward, man. Just go straight on. Good lad. Got about 90 seconds left of recording time, so I shall give you as much as you want, really. Find the escalator, Vance. Vance, steady, steady, steady. Stand, wrong one. Come on, over. Thank you. Sorry, you go first.
No, go.
All right, wait there, Vance, wait, hold on. And come. Good lad. Vance tries taking me up the down one, very unhelpful. Good boy, Vance. We have two more escalators to do after this. Hey, hang on, you can wait to the top for that. Two more escalators to do, and then we'll be out. Maybe I've got enough treats to get me by. Anyway, this recording will run out as we walk up the route alongside the travel agent. Just a moment, come. Good lad, well done. Good lad.
Where are you going to?
It's fine, don't worry, I can find the way, but thanks for checking, it's very kind. Find left, Vance. Come on. Good lad. Come on, Vance. Let's go. Good boy. Yep. Good lad. And off we go. Straight down the middle. So put my hand on the travelator and see if we... Yes, we're definitely going a lot faster than the travelator. Good lad, Houndy.
In fact,
we've overtaken somebody who's walking on the travelator. I think it probably says more about other people's walking speed than it is about ours. Good lad, Houndy. Nearly there. So this is crossing underneath the concourse. And left, Houndy. Good boy. There we go. And left. Good boy. Find the escalator. There's the escalator. Steady, steady. No, you won't. Vance. That's fine, I think. Stand, wait, and come. Stand. Oh, impossible, you are. Impossible. You're a good boy, though. You're a good boy. You ready, Vance? Here we go. Ready? Come. Good lad. Well done, Houndy. Good boy. Come on, then. Let's go. And the gate. There's a gate. It's on the left somewhere, Houndy. There's that gate. Good boy. Well done, Houndy. No problem. Oh, sorry. Thank you very much indeed.
Right,
thank you. Good night. Come on, Vance. And yes, go to Houndy. Stand. Stand. Wait. Come. Good boy, Houndy. You've been so good. You've been so good. Oh dear. You ready? Last one, Vance, and come! Good boy. Good boy. Well done. Yes. Fine. Yes.
Do you need any assistance?
I should be okay, thank you. Okay. But thank you very much for checking. It's very kind of you. Have a nice evening. We are actually still recording. Quite how, I've got no idea. It will. Right. Okay, well, since we're still recording, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm trying to find my train now. We've come all the way through. The reason why I didn't speak on that last bit was I'd rather assumed that the recording must have stopped, but evidently it hadn't. So not quite sure what's happening. Right, time now is 12:45. Let's see what we've got in the way of trains then. It's giving me trains at 9:00, that's not much help, is it? Oh goodness, we haven't got many left, have we?
Hey, do you need me help at all?
I should be okay, thank you,
sure.
But thank you for checking,
no,
I'll be fine. I never get this many offers of help normally. I should have said yes actually, because I can. There is a train in 10 minutes And I can't find a platform for it. Let's see, I'm looking at the arriving trains now. Could be that, 19. Yeah, that's going to be it, I think. There's a 23:58 to Staines, which I think... Well, there's a train coming in from Windsor and Eton, the other side on platform 19, in a couple of minutes, and I think it's probably that one. Find left, France. So we are going to go up here. And we'll hang around at the end of the platform and see if anybody can tell us, basically. On you go. Straight on a moment, Vance. Stand, Vance. So people ran up to this one and then stopped. So let's see. Excuse me, do you know where this train's going?
Suppose normally it's a running train, it's not coming.
Is it not? Right, okay.
No, it's 5:05 in the morning, so...
Okay.
I show you
pain. Sorry? Yeah.
Where do you need to go?
Just Richmond, but...
Oh, you can get any train to Richmond.
Yeah, there just aren't that many left.
you're easy. As long as you're not, I've got to get out of London.
Where have you got to get to?
Bracknell.
Oh dear, there can't be much left for there, can there? Good
there
luck.
There aren't any left.
Okay. There aren't any, oh dear. Can you? There's meant to be a Staines train at 2 minutes to midnight.
It's no good to
gets you some of the distance, maybe, but...
Can't get all that. I've got to come back to London in the weekend.
Oh, right, I see. Oh, well, good luck.
Nice day.
You too. Right, so, goodness knows. Clear as mud, eh? Let's see. Excuse me. The 2 minutes to midnight Staines train. Any idea what platform that's going to go off?
Number 15.
15, brilliant. Thank you very much indeed. Right, advance, let's go for it. Okay, so here you are. Okay, round the ends of the platforms here. Find right, Vance. Find right, Vance. Now. Come on, Vance, go.
It will be this platform, right? But they got the 52 up the front, so...
Oh, right, fine. So I'll go up here and wait for this one to go first.
Yeah, wait on the top one to go, then it's on the rear.
Perfect. Thank you very much. It's going to be the back end that's going to go, so I don't want to walk up too far. Okay, let's do one more door and then hold on. Okay, let's just stand once. Let's just hold on.
It's alright, do you want the 58? It's alright then.
Okay,
I want the 58.
Okay.
Brilliant. So this will become the 58 once that one's gone?
Yeah.
Brilliant, thank you. Sit there, Handy. Good. Very confusing traveling this time of night. Not for the faint-hearted. So I'm standing next to a door anyway. The train isn't open. Just hoping at some point when the other train moves off, they will open up this one.
So they've basically divided the train here and are sending the front end to somewhere and the back end to Staines. Don't know where the front end's going to. Lots of people running now. They've got about, let me see. They got 2 minutes. They're okay.
Hey, do me a favour, right?
Now watch them run. Here we go.
Are you waiting to go on?
Apparently this is going to be the 58.
Okay.
Thank you. And they're running and running. Sorry?
Sorry.
This is going to be the 58?
Yes,
to stay in Richmond.
Richmond, yes. This is the train for you.
Brilliant. I'm glad to hear that.
Everyone's very worried about you. They keep telling me to come and see you.
Really?
The platform has seen
you. Jolly good. That nice to have somebody looking out.
Right. Just wait for that one to go and then I'll close the door.
That's perfect. Thank
right,
you.
2 seconds.
Thanks. Still running. I don't think they'll make it. Maybe. It's worth standing here just for watching this. Still people coming. Don't think it's actually gone yet. Brilliant. Hop on, Handy. Good lad. Come on, come this way. Sure, here we go. Let's go in here. We have a whole carriage to ourselves so far. Turn around, Vance. Turn around.
Welcome.
Move your bottom. And sit there. Good boy, well done.
Junction, Padley, Richmond, Twickenham, Witten, Feltham, Ashford, and Staines.
Well, I have to say, whilst that was a bit confusing, staff are really excellent, making sure that I didn't get on the wrong one and knew that this was the one that I had to wait for. So, thanks to South West Train staff there. Very good. I think this recording must be ending fairly soon now. 1:48 left. There we go. I'll give you 1 minute and a half of quiet on this train. They've obviously just put this one on the board then, as everyone's rushing for it. And we're going to be very unpopular because we're blocking out 4 seats.
I'm like,
5 seconds left. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.